power. Hallelujah. We were talking on Friday night. I'm going to be a little lazy. Get me a chair. Is that all right? Y'all don't mind that, do you? You going to use that Bible tonight, Brother Rex? Okay. You got your own. Amen. Isn't it good to worship the Lord? Amen. Y'all don't look at my socks. If you do, God will get you. I thought I changed everything but my socks. Friday night we were talking about the anointing, right? Do you remember us talking about the anointing? What does the anointing do with your shoulder? What does the Spirit of God have to do with our shoulders? We're talking about pressure and burdens, and heavy burdens on us. How many of you got heavy burdens that you have to deal with? I was basically talking about the burdens on your shoulder that God wants to lift from off your shoulders. And we got kind of there something about the stresses and burdens that different people have. And before God can really work, He's got to get that stuff off your shoulders. You got to get it off your shoulders and put it in your heart where you can really deal with it. You know, if you want to carry things, you got to know where to carry them. And a lot of people carry stuff on their shoulders or on their flesh. Amen. But you need to take it to the Lord in prayer. Somebody say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I got my wrong notes. So let's say thank God. Well, I got enough here to be dangerous. Turn to Isaiah chapter 10. Verse 27. Does anybody? Let me get this clock off of here. Ooh, Father. Thank you, Jesus. And it shall come to pass that in that day the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulders, and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Those things that kind of control you and hold you captive and not let you go, the anointing of God destroys the yoke. And I'm thinking about, well, what kind of yoke are they talking about? What are they dealing with? Do you know, how many of you found that when you come into church and you come into Christianity, you come into this lifestyle of faith, that you really exit the world? That you, the deeper you go with Jesus, the farther you find your mindset, your thought process and all those things. You know, you differ. You can't relate to regular people in the world because you know a little bit more. How many of you notice that? That you've been set free, that you people, you know, the deeper you go with the anointing of God, the more confident you get that your Christian life, amen, will sustain itself. And that God is your source. How many of you are finding out about faith? You know that faith works. We started to teach, you know, that you can use your faith to receive things. You know, you don't have to be just like everybody else and get things the way everybody else gets it. Amen. Your faith can receive things for you, and all you got to do is walk in the light of God's word. Amen. There is nothing that you, that the world can give you that should be able to take your space, your salvation from you. Amen. God wants you to have fullness of joy, fullness of peace. Amen. And He wants you to love Him. And nothing should come before you and God. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. How many of you believe that scripture? But a lot of people think, well, I got to do all these things before I seek the kingdom of God. If I don't do all these other things, I won't be able to seek the kingdom of God. It's the works of my hands that gives us the ability to seek the kingdom of God. You're going to find out that really you can live a lifestyle by, amen, that you're seeking the kingdom of God will bring provision for you. Amen. You got to learn to live out of your worship, live out of your devotion. Amen. And start to apply these things to your life and see if it will do you some good. And I believe it will. Well, basically, it's talking about, listen, God wants to take the yoke from off your back, the pressure of life from off your shoulders. Amen. And once you had those pressures taken from off your shoulders, the world says, you better get your head together. You know, you're going to lose your mind. You know, you better talk. Jesus is not going to pay your bills. Anybody heard people say stuff like that? All you think about Jesus, you got to come down to earth and better go to work sometime and figure these things out. But you know what? God makes a way. I believe the lifestyle of the believer is a prosperous lifestyle. And he will cause us. The Bible says he's the God that causes us to inherit substance. Amen? Or to inherit or to increase in wealth. So that once the pressure of life, amen, you can't let life dominate you. The world wants to be your dictator. It wants to be your controller. You know, people in the world, you know, they want to control the way you think, the way you feel. They want it always wants to keep you in bondage to it. Amen. Some people can't even come to church. You know, they can't think about going to church and stuff like that because all they got to do is work. They're worrying about the week that they got to have next. Tomorrow, they think that life really begins tomorrow. It's time that we get back to the real world tomorrow. For the believer, we have to allow our worship experience to extend throughout the week. Amen. So if God's Spirit has lifted the pressure and the fear of life from us, right? That's why we do many things, because we're really afraid of life. So we have to struggle real hard, and like, you know, little rats in a cage. If we don't hold all the pieces, you know, we don't do all the work, our little stuff won't get done. God takes that kind of mentality from us, and he gives us this new lifestyle and says, listen, I'm the God that supplies all of your need. I'll take care of you. You obey me, I promise you, I won't let you down. How many tried Jesus in that fashion? He's been faithful to take care of you. Times you got a little nervous, but God has been faithful to meet your needs. How many like it when God meets your needs in creative ways, just to let you know he's God? Well, one thing that the anointing of the Holy Ghost does for us, people think the anointing of the Holy Ghost just makes us feel good. That it does, though. The anointing of the Holy Spirit does comfort us. But that comfort that we get through the Holy Spirit, guess what it does? It destroys the yoke. Everybody say, the anointing destroys the yoke. That means the anointing of God destroys the yoke. What yoke are you talking about? The yoke of the control from the world. The Bible says, be ye not of this world, be ye separate. You know, come out from among them. Amen. Amen. He didn't want you to be caught up into all that stuff, the same mentality. And as believers, we have to come out. That's a pretty hard thing to do, isn't it? I don't believe you can come out of the world unless the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, destroys the yoke of the world from off of your life. I mean, you've had your mind blown by God. And once the world's blown, I mean, once your mind was blown by God, you were able to trust God, and the world doesn't control you as much anymore because God showed himself to you. He's, you know, you've experienced his presence. It's only the anointing of the Holy Spirit that really sets people free. I've seen people get saved, just get into God, and they just get God in their head, get religion in their head. You know, but you know, religion in their head, you know, but I find them to be double-minded in so many ways, you know, half in the world, half in the church. You know, they just do give God his little Sunday morning service, amen, tip him every now and then in the offering plate. But you know what happens when people experience the presence of the Holy Spirit, amen, when they're filled with the Holy Ghost, and there is something about being filled with the Holy Ghost, guess what happens to them? That yoke, that control, that you know, that greedy mind, you know, that nature of worldliness in us is destroyed because of the Holy Spirit's power. Somebody say, the anointing of God shall destroy the yoke. So if you're feeling the pressures of life and feeling anxieties and fears, you're not going to make it in life, you're getting all upset, guess what you need? That's the yoke of the world around your neck trying to choke the life of God out of you. And the only way to destroy that yoke is what? God's Holy Spirit and his presence and his anointing. Somebody say amen. Do you know what? The Bible says, listen, Jesus Christ, he is the anointed one. Do you know the name Jesus basically means the anointed? Means he was anointed. The Messiah was the anointed one. Well, Jesus Christ came, and he is the ultimate anointing, right? Jesus Christ came, and when Jesus Christ came, what did he do? He broke He broke the power of the world from off of us. Amen. So that if you wanted to get out of this thing, you wanted to escape this earthly mentality, you wanted to escape hell and do all this other stuff, Jesus Christ came, who is the anointing one, and he broke it from us. If you want to escape worldly, amen, mentality, only the anointing of the Holy Ghost can do it. You've got to have your mind blasted. Everybody remember in the 70s or 60s, in the little nut houses, they used to call it, you see people drooling all the time. Sometimes it was medication, but they used to call them shock treatments. Poke somebody in the side and tell them and say shock treatments. I believe the presence of God and the anointing of God is Holy Ghost shock treatments. It's God blowing your mind, amen, and expanding your mind to believe him for the best. And that's what the anointing of the Holy Ghost does. Do you know there is a such thing as the Holy Ghost anointing? And you need that anointing? You know, we set out Friday night. We got up there and we were talking about certain things. And I heard one thing, and I was listening to that Twinkie girl play the organ. She was just playing under the spirit of the Holy Ghost. You know, it was just amazing. I was just listening to different things. I heard things that just normal people wouldn't be able to do. There was something different. Let me say difference. If we're not too careful, we'll get caught up into talent and ability and lose the presence of God. It's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke. When I came up in the church, I came up in one of them sanctified churches, amen. And they constantly taught us and they trained us that it's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that makes the difference. It's not how loud you sing or how high you can go or how many notes you can bend, amen. It's when you open your mouth, does God accompany your song? It's the Spirit of God in the things that you do. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that breaks the yoke. Somebody say amen. It's talking about, you know, in one scripture say where God wants to take the brass. They've exchanged, you know, they've taken the gold and exchanged it for brass, but God wants to take that brass and make it gold again. Well, when we're talking about taking the brass and making it gold again, it's taking, amen, just regular old songs, regular old messages, amen, and consecrating them to God and living a lifestyle that his presence is on it. Amen. Somebody say the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Say it one more time. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. There is a tangible anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God, you know, his spirit comes. You know, different people can do different things. I've heard people sing the same song the exact same way, but one person sings it. Amen. Something different happens on the inside of us. What is that? Somebody say the anointing of the Holy Ghost. You can play. You know, I've seen certain people been playing for 50 years. They get up there and they can play that piece just right. Doesn't do a thing for you. Somebody gets up there and just plays Jesus, you know, I love you, you know. Didn't do a whole bunch of fancy stuff. But the yoke is destroyed. Somebody say the anointing. When you listen to Brother Jesse play, there are a lot of drummers out there. And we all know that Brother Jesse's good. How many of you know that? The boy is bad. Amen. The boy can play. Amen. But I tell you what we really enjoy the most about the boy that plays badly. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that destroys the yoke of bondage. See, the devil can do a lot of things, but the devil can't be anointed. He lost his anointing. Amen. The devil's lost his anointing. And the only one that carries that anointing is a saved. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Spirit-filled believer has the ability to be the anointing. And that anointing, amen, when you work under the anointing, when you play under the anointing, when you minister under the anointing, when you serve under the anointing, guess what it's going to do? It's going to cause people to come out of the world and come into the kingdom of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, you know, and you got to learn to reverence the anointing of the Holy Ghost because it does something. Amen? It does something. It does something. You could just listen. You know, I could play. I like to have just an anointing class. You know, just, you know, it's not a thing of style. It doesn't have anything to do with style. It doesn't have anything to do with style. People just think, well, he's just talking about soulful. No, I'm not talking about soulful. It's not a black thing. It's a God thing. You hear what I'm saying? The anointing of God destroys the yoke of bondage. And we have gotten so quick, and we've gotten so trained to appeal to people's flesh, to get people what they want in the flesh, and never really minister in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, where God can get the greatest good done. Amen. We used to see people, the anointing of the Holy Ghost was so prevalent. You know, when I was coming up, you know, they would just have times. You know, we would reverence the Spirit of God. We had organists. And those organists were gifted, amen, and they were really talented. But every, amen, when the anointing of the Holy Ghost came on them and the Spirit of God got on them. Do you hear what I'm saying? See, the Spirit got on David. He danced a different dance. See, you can just get up there and dance, amen, but there's an anointed dance, amen. There's an anointed shout. There's an anointed song. And these boys would play, Brother Ricky would play under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, thank God. And I tell you what, people that were under spirits, that were under pressure, amen, that were under tremendous burden, amen, you could see the burden being lifted from off their shoulder because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And yokes destroy. He would just play. Somebody say, thank God. Say hallelujah. He'd just play under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They just have to take a break. And just let the boy play under the anointing of the Holy Ghost as he would pray. You could look over the room and see things just start to fall off people. People just start to be, just to get set free because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So often we just want to talk to people. We want to go through all these changes with people. Amen. Counsel them and counsel them and counsel them. I tell you what, why don't you live a lifestyle that's conducive to the Holy Spirit? Amen. Live a lifestyle that's conducive to the Holy Spirit and then get them in one good Holy Ghost meeting. Somebody say, thank God. The anointing will set that individual free. Somebody say, praise God. What happened to Brother Dean when Dean got changed? Was it this we were good preacher? Absolutely not. That didn't do it. Thank God for the word, and the word is good, amen. But what did it? He was in a place, amen, where the Spirit of God came, amen. And the anointing came in, and what did the anointing do? It broke his yoke. It set him free from all the things that he had going on in the inside of him. Things that our theology and our philosophy couldn't cause him to escape from. Some say, you need a good dose of the Holy Ghost. If I can just cause you to see Jesus, amen. Paul, the Apostle Paul, before it was Paul, it was Saul, amen. He was on the road. He was traveling down the road. Then all of a sudden, he saw a light, amen. And the light, from the time he saw that light, it blew his mind, and he was never the same again. If you want to strive to change people's lives, amen, why don't you strive to get an anointing from the Holy Ghost? Pray until the anointing comes. Notice that the anointing came in the upper room because they prayed. He said, go ye to the upper room until thou art endued with power. That endowment of power, amen, was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He said, pray until you're anointed. And they prayed, and they sung songs, and they were all with one accord. Then all of a sudden, the presence of God came in that place, and he anointed them. And they went about preaching everywhere. They just didn't preach. There were a lot of preachers out there. All kind of people were preaching. But you know what? They were preaching with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And when they preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, guess what? The yoke of bondage was broken. It was destroyed, and people were able to come out. We say, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. Say it one more time. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And sometimes we feel so inferior. We feel so unable. We don't know all the scriptures we should know, you know. We just can't do it right. So when you don't feel that you can handle it, what do? You pray for an anointing from the Holy Ghost. God will do it through you. How can you reach people? Somebody say, the anointing makes the difference. That's why saints used to pray. You know, I caught the Holy Ghost was ministering to me this on Friday night, and we started teaching it, you know, because I heard that, and this sounds really crazy. You can get mad at me if you want to, but I believe it, amen, and I'll walk in it, amen. If you don't like it, spit out the bones and eat the meat, amen. But you know what the Holy Spirit said to me? I was in there, and I was taking my shower, and I'm not flaky. I'm kind of wild. I don't believe I'm flaky. I don't get on a bunch of weird stuff. Do you hear me? And I was just getting ready, just in the Spirit, you know, showering up and getting ready to come on in. And the girl was playing under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. He said, that's the anointing. She'll be playing in heaven. I said, what? He said, that's the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And she'll be playing in heaven. He said, Remember the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Remember the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Teach the people about the anointing. Amen. That I can do all things through Christ. And what is Christ? The anointed one. Amen. That strengthens me. So what it's basically saying, you can do all things through the anointing of the Holy Ghost that gives you strength. Somebody say, praise the Lord. You know, we got a job to do here, amen, and at times it gets kind of difficult, and we could feel overwhelmed, but you know what? The anointing of God can handle it, amen? Say, send your anointing, and we can get the job done. There were several anointings that came in the Old Testament as the Spirit of God moved, amen? Do you know David was anointed? He slew, amen, he slew the giant by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The anointing of God got on, he was able to slay a giant, wasn't he? Somebody say, thank God for the anointing. The anointing can do things we can't do in and of ourselves. And if God's going to do something through you, listen, he's not going to let you do it. Guess what he's going to say? He said, listen, you don't have to do a thing. All you have to do is yield yourself to me, and I'll fill you with my Spirit. My anointing will get the job done. If you're willing to wait long enough, be quiet enough, amen? Settle down your heart enough. Live a sacrificial life, you know? Live a life of sacrifice, amen? So that the anointing of God can get a hold of you. Somebody said, you need an anointing. When that guy was asking those two disciples, listen, hey, give me some money, give me some money, give me some money, give me this money. The disciples said, listen, silver and gold I have none, but that which I do have, I give it unto thee in the name of Jesus. Rise and be healed. They had an anointing to heal the sick. Do you have an anointing? Have you nurtured the anointing of God on the inside of you, or do you take it lightly? Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And if you want to destroy the yoke, somebody say the yoke. You want your kids to come out. Some of you got kids and relatives that are out there, amen, that are stuck in the world, and you're trying to get them loose, and you don't understand, why can't I get them? Why do they keep wanting to go back? It's so hard. Don't they know the music's good? I just can't get them to cut loose. That's a yoke. They're yoked to the world. But what's going to destroy the yoke? Somebody say, the anointing of the Holy Ghost destroys the yoke of bondage. I tell you what, they catered the anointing. It's New Bethel Church of God in Christ in Washington, D.C. Praise God for it. Amen. And you should thank God for that house too. You know, because I learned some things about the anointing of the Holy Ghost just sitting there through those years as a kid. Amen. Amen. Just sitting there. You know, they would praise God so much in that church. I mean, I've seen as a 10-year-old little boy, I grew up and I thought it was just common. I'd go there and the saints would just start to praise God. You know, they would dance and shout, but it was a different dance. It was a different shout. See, it was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. See, we're all to dance. You can dance in the flesh if you want to. There's nothing wrong with that. Amen. Just don't attract attention to yourself. But there's an anointing to dance. I would see these people get up and do steps that they couldn't do in the natural. That's what I grew up with. People would get up and start to dance, and they would do things that they couldn't just naturally do in the natural. I mean, they'd be moving. Women that were too big. I mean, you wanted a girl could ever get up off the pew. Amen? I mean, it was just a miracle seeing that big girl move like that. Amen? Somebody say, praise God. And they'd get to dancing, they'd get to shouting. They'd close their eyes, and they'd get on the platform. They'd be spinning and dancing. Amen? And you thought they'd tear that place up, never step on a toe, never knock over a thing. Never attract attention to themselves. It was the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And you could watch them and your stomach wouldn't turn. Your spirit would be lifted. Somebody say, the anointing of the Holy Ghost destroys the yoke of bondage. It'll set the captives free. I mean, I've seen the saints. I saw times where the choir would sing. You know, they just wouldn't sing to sound good, even though they did sound good. But they prayed. And they prayed, and they had one spirit, they had one heart and one accord. And when they sang in unity, it was a wonderful sound, but something happened when they sang. What happened when they would sing? The presence of God would fill the house. They would sing a song, then they'd have to, we couldn't go on with the service for 15, 20 minutes sometime after the choir sang one special. We had those services like they had in the temple back in the Old Testament. They said the priest could not stand to minister. You know that there were times in the Old Testament temple where the priest couldn't, the presence of God was so strong that they could not carry out the duties of ministry. They had to wait. I remember as a kid, the choir singing just simple songs, and the presence of God would be so strong in the building, you know, that every time you couldn't go on, it just, God was moving. Not people just making a bunch of noise and distracting the service to where you couldn't understand what was going on. It was the presence of God. Amen. They would just praise God through different parts of the building for like 20 to 30 minutes. No orchestration. No orchestration. I mean, they would just sit there, and somebody said, the presence of God is in this place. The saints would praise God. All of a sudden, you'd look over to the right side, amen, and out of a split second, about 100 people would just jump up and start dancing. No music, no nothing. Then the band would accompany. They'd just start dancing. Then they would sit down. Then all of a sudden, up in the choir loft, about 30 choir members would just get up and start dancing. Somebody say, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They would praise God. So somebody said, well, anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. Anybody can orchestrate that thing. But if you had seen it, you'd know that just people couldn't orchestrate things like that. Just people couldn't orchestrate things like that. They would praise God so heavy in that place, you'd look up in the rafters. You'd look up in the rafters, and there'd be a cloud in the place. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Their praise was so different. Listen, this is what I grew up with. You know how Lakewood says, come on down when you want to get saved, and so many people come down? Well, I grew up, they'd go into these praise fests, and the anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost would be so heavy, they would just have an altar call. The presence of God and the anointing of God would be so heavy that people would start to repent and devils would start to come out just because of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. People would be set free. They would start to praise God over the radio. They'd start to praise God over the radio, and the anointing of the Holy Ghost would be so heavy on that service and so intense on that meeting that people would come addicted to drugs to the service. They'd tell them, the church is right here. We know you want to come. Come on. And then around about 9:15, 9:20, about 40 extra people would show up because they sensed the anointing of the Holy Ghost and they needed to be delivered. Somebody say, praise God. Actually, they called Sunday night service deliverance service. 9 o'clock Sunday night. How you like that? You look still on the wall today. They say, Sunday morning, 11 o'clock worship, 8:30, radio broadcast, 9:30, deliverance service. Because they knew that the anointing of the Holy Ghost was going to make a difference in people's lives and people would be set free. But we've learned how to do things in other ways. We've learned to counterfeit things. Amen. We've learned to get people caught up in buildings and just a big crowd, but still they're caught up in the world, not learn how to set them free. It's the anointing of God that makes a difference. Paul said, we have not come with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with power. Somebody say power. And what? Demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And some people say, well, the power is just the power of the gospel. Well, then it's power that can demonstrate itself. So I say, real power demonstrates. And in the same fashion, the church needs to live and move and be going in that same vein today. Power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We need to value the anointing of God, you know, and stop trying to get beyond. Amen. You can't do anything in your flesh. Wait on the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and that will get the job done. How many of you love Jesus with all of your soul, all your heart, and all of your mind? This word anointing, write this down. It means richness, praise God, fat, fruitfulness, or oil. If you want some fruit, get an anointing. Hallelujah. You want real fruit. Take time to shut yourself down. Amen. Start to pray. Start to pray. Pray. Tarry in the Spirit of God. Go on a fast. I mean, what does a fast do? A fast, you know, it casts down your flesh and it builds up your spirit. Amen. So that you might have an anointing to destroy the wicked one. How many want to have some yokes destroyed in your life? Amen. You got these kids you've been believing God for. You prayed for it. God has already done it. All you need to show up right now. Somebody say, I need an anointing. Amen. There are anointing that will set your children free for every bondage that they deal with. And some of you are saved today because of a soul of an anointing that sets you free from sickness. Some say it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. I just think that's a good start right there, don't you? I think that's a real good start right there. It tells us how to pray. That's why, really, when we worship God, when we sing these songs, people think we're just trying to prime you up, whatever it is. Well, worship does several things. Real worship will get people to focus on God and to meditate on God. Amen. And hopefully it'll stir up an anointing. Amen. What we're really after is the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Just pray in the Holy Spirit right where you are. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Spirit. And just confess, say, it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Pray it. Come on, just keep praying. And I want you, someone say, well, what are you there for? What are you, we're trying to do? People are going to church, amen. But I tell you what, it's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke of bondage. When's the last time you thought about the anointing? When's the last time you thanked God for the anointing? Or do you take the anointing for granted? You know, we need to start to pray for musicians, you know. Pray for different people as they do what God tells them to do, that the anointing of God would be on them. Pray for anointed coffee bar workers, anointed worship leaders, amen. Don't want people just up there in the flesh. They ain't going to do nothing, amen. That's not going to do a thing, amen. It's the anointing of God that destroys the yoke. I mean, that church had a rule. You couldn't even be in the choir without being saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. You had to have an anointing, amen. Praise God. Today you can have no anointing whatsoever and do just about anything you want to do. Amen. Find out what God wants you to do in your life. Amen. And then make up in your mind that you're not going to do it by yourself. God calls you to be a greeter. God calls you to be an usher. If he did those things, he called you to put out signs. He called you to be an evangelist. Make up your mind and say, hey, I'm going to do what God told me to do. But I promise myself right now, I am not going to do it by myself. I'm going to do it with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. So I say, send the anointing. Say it one more time. The anointing. Say it one more time. The anointing in the name of Jesus. That's why they used to pray for services. They used to pray for a half hour before every service. Turn down the lights and just pray. Send the anointing, Father. Anoint that choir. Anoint that worship team. Send the anointing. Send the anointing. Let's just pray for 3 minutes. Come on. Let's just pray for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We need an anointing. We need an anointing. We need an anointing. Amen. When you find the church is no different than the world. Amen. You need an anointing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God has called you to do certain things, but he called you to do it with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. If you don't have an anointing, don't blame it on God. Hallelujah. Blame it on your lifestyle. If you want to have much fruit when Jesus comes, amen. The anointing brings fruitfulness. The anointing brings fruitfulness. If you want to be fruitful, be greatly anointed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Brother Jesse, do you want to receive tonight's offering? How many of y'all want to be anointed to give an offering? Hallelujah. Somebody say, even anointed offerings. And it's going to be good because Rex is back. Amen. Rex pulled up in his truck. I said, praise God, we're going to take an offering tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank the Lord. God is a good God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesse, you want to say something really nice? Or mean?